Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear that background? Do you hear that? You have to pay for mixes like that. We got the baby in the background with the emotions, and that was just fat to me. You got to pay for samples like that. Man, that was amazing. I wish I could actually just work on that sample, but... I can't work on that sample because I got GRX on the line holding the baby, and dealing with it. And it's important that he holds on to his baby. Now, if your baby G to the R to the X said, I'm going to go into the enclosed cage, whether you like it or not, and argue with you and then jumped in as soon as you went to take care of your other baby, what would you do?
Well, first off, my child wouldn't have did that. Because if I said no, no means no.
Yeah, I feel that. But this mother was going back and forth based on witness accounts that filmed it and said the kid kept saying, I'm going in. I'm going in. I'm going in. And then she said, no, you ain't. And he said, and I'm going to go hard. Next thing we heard was a splash. Now, the gorilla, the way I saw it was the gorilla was actually protecting him, and he, you know, slapped him upside.
Well, the gorilla was doing what the gorilla was doing. As far as things that being a baby, I mean, the gorilla doing what it was doing with another gorilla baby, you know, who it was supposed to do, and that's what that was. We was talking about a gorilla lives matter, too.
I mean, this is where it's at. You know, it's a hashtag movement. Gorilla lives matter, too. And the gorilla out of all names is Harambe, which you may not know or recall, but I did tell you years ago that when I was pledging my fraternity, my line name was Harambe, which means group of one in African Swahili. Now, I just thought, though, that there's some oddities here. One is the baby lives matter.
Hold on for a second.
Yes, they tend to the baby. I didn't cut away.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm doing my little monologue over your, I'm going to get back. And so what I was saying to the audience, GRX, is as they tend to the baby, I didn't cut away. You see, I have the potential to defeat your line, so we don't hear none of that. But the point was that the whole point of this segment here is that does the baby matter more than the gorilla? I just want to know from a parent.
Well, evidently the baby must matter more than the gorilla because they got the gorilla out. And I don't think that they should have did that. I think that the handler should be able to get in there, trank him out, and that would have been that. But they were saying that if they tranked him out before that period of before the gorilla could go to sleep, basically, he was going to hurt the baby. Well, if he didn't hurt the baby when he dragged him through the water and moved him around, she wasn't going to hurt him at all. That's all I'm saying.
Well, to me, it seemed like that was gorilla rough play. And on a whole nother parenting level, Father Greg, since you broke the rules, young baby, and we told you don't take your ass in that pen, and you got cracked inside the head by a few rocks, well, that's how the Lord worked for you. Now you back at home, okay, but the monkey is dead. The monkey dead, boy. The monkey is dead.
And my thing is this. Child services need to be knocking on that door.
Yeah, no child services are going to because the city and the sheriffs and the county and the state and the grand pooba of animals on display said that she was not going to be charged. Now, I think, I hate to go negative, but my first feeling was, oh, man, y'all shot the gorilla. You should have shot the mama because she can't take care of her baby.
Right.
Like, What the hell are you doing?
You're going to have two ruffians running them up because you couldn't take care of them. So you would already see what the kickdown was going to be.
Now, here's the other crazy thing. After the baby done slipped in, and he slipped in 19 feet.
Four
feet down, and then another 15 feet to the base of the pit. 14 feet from the top of the gate, and then another 15 feet down into the base toward the water. So that's like 19 feet. And the mama on the sideline talking about, mama's here, I hear you. If you ain't trying to get over the fence or under the fence to get your baby, you got an issue. Okay, that's first off. Secondly,
like I said, she should be charged, bro. The gorilla should have lost his life for some ignorant act of the parent. That's just the way I feel about it. I mean, I took the person to the zoos many times, and yeah, even when they were little, they want to put their hands on the bars and look up and try to lean over. No, that's not what we do. We look from here.
Yeah.
So you got to set the precedent. You know, if you got a child that you can't control that well, then that's not the place for you to have that child. And you should have known that.
Now, let me ask you this, because the reason we're covering this in Real Talk, Real Entertainment is that it's trending, and I thought it would go away when it came out on Friday, but now we are on Tuesday, and the story has still got legs. I just think that it's overdone because social media had to chime in, and it's not necessarily appropriate to be pitting some damn gorilla against human life.
No, and I don't think you should put it against human life. I mean, first off, the gorilla didn't want to be in the zoo, first off. You know what I'm saying? So,
well.
You got to remember, it's still a gorilla.
Well, hold on.
Pardon me, that's it. It's still a gorilla.
Hold on.
Don't do gorilla shit.
Well, he was getting free rent and food. What you mean? It's like everybody.
Bro, he's not being a real gorilla. You know what I'm saying? He ain't running, swinging from tree to tree. He ain't beating his chest. He ain't doing all the real gorilla shit. You know what I'm saying? He not. And so the opportunity to do some real gorilla shit, he did it. And now you pipe him out because he did some real gorilla shit. Well, that's why you go to the zoo to try to see some real gorilla shit. Okay? You just saw some. This is why we don't fuck with the gorillas, because the gorillas can do this.
Hey, let me ask you this then. Okay, because you got people over the Memorial Day weekend, they closing beaches because there are sharks in the water that actually eat humans. It's not the shark's fault. Why are you closing the beach?
No, and it's not the shark's fault. The shark, again, the shark, if everybody want to run down to the beach to see the shark, we don't understand this. The shark is going to do what the shark has always done, and that's eat. He's going to be a killer machine that he was designed to be. So when you out there playing around, it could happen.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going on the fact that, like, if you put me in the Serengeti and I see a pride lion, I'm trying to get the far away from the lions because I know those lions are looking at me as dinner. Period. Like, right. I mean,
they're not cute cats.
Uh-huh.
They not cute cat?
No, they ain't cute, bro. They nothing cute about them. Nothing cute about them.
You wouldn't take one home for a pet?
No. Yeah, you can take one home for a pet as long as you keep it full. But the day that that thing is hungry, she gonna revert back to being a lion. And you gonna be dinner.
Now, that's interesting. Should we even have animals in enclosure? Because, you know, growing up in the inner city like we did, you would have no opportunity to see any wild animals unless they were enclosed in the zoo or SeaWorld or someplace like that or a traveling circus.
Exactly. With the way that we have social media and the internet, you don't have to have a zoo. You don't. You can follow the same animals out in the wild.
Virtual zoo?
Normally we do.
Virtual zoo.
Right. You don't have to go to a zoo and physically see this thing. I can see pretty good pictures off my laptop about whatever else that I want to see.
I guess.
Look, I've been to San Diego Zoo, right?
I have too.
First opened up the Silverback way back in the day. I think this thing was probably about six or maybe it was about three. You go to the exhibit. It tells you before you get into the exhibit, no flashing cameras, don't irritate the silverback by looking in the face, and don't bang on the glass. What did the little child do? Bang on the glass, and what did the other fools do? Start taking pictures. Now, mind you, there's that opening of 15 feet, 20 feet, and then it goes like 20 feet down. He beat on his chest, it sounded like cars crashing. Okay, and then he turned after the flashing light, turned, ran, and jumped over the belly, grabbed the edge of the window, pulled himself up, hit the glass, and shattered it. Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, I grabbed my kids, I saw him leap and hit the wall, you heard it, like, boom, I grabbed him up, we get the hell out of here. Right, he pulled himself up and breaks the safety glass. The safety glass was probably about 4 inches thick. He shot at that thing. Another hit, he would have been it, really. But when he hit it, he slid off it and went down to the gully. So the next day we go back, then we want to auction off broken glass from the silverback. you know what? I don't need to see the silverback that close.
You're killing me. I've been to the same zoo, bruh. Actually, I went during my honeymoon trips. We had several outings. So prior to your kids being born. But at the end of the day, I saw the silverback, and those are not 6 feet primate. They're not 6 feet tall. Some of them is like 8 feet tall.
Right. You know, I don't know, but when you go up to the zoo, they got the statue of the silverback, right? And then you got the handprints and the footprint. Well, you know, I got pretty big hands. I put my hand up there. It was like I put a baby hand in here.
Yeah, and the arms
next to the section, it had me by about a foot and a half. There's no way for Greg in the silverback if he had the tough.
Well, you know what?
When I saw him leap that 15 feet, 20 feet to get to the glass, and then him hit the glass and shattered it,
I'm sitting over here laughing because this is actually comedic to me. I hate the loss of the animal, but...
Right, the loss of the animal, I mean, it's pretty like this. If the zoo had to say that they had to take the animal out to save the child's life, then okay, nine times out of ten, when a child falls into the monkey exhibit or the gorilla exhibit, they tend to be rough with the child but not hurt the child. They're usually able to go in there and get the child out okay. So, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, they said
there's probably a lot of screaming and hollering, and which probably agitated the gorilla, making it do what it did.
But they said that the handlers did go in and clear out all of the females, but the male did not respond, and he was already agitated by that point. And I'm thinking along the lines at what, because see, this little bit of detail, investigative detail, we don't know. At what point was the kid extracted? Was it after they killed him or during the kill? You know what I'm saying?
We're not privy to that.
Did the kid have to witness that, or was the kid already extracted and y'all just felt like we just need to offer the money? At the end of the day, though.
Check this out. They wanted a new gorilla in the exhibit. That's what that was, bro.
Well,
that's all that was.
That's
what we got rid of one, we another one. That's what that is.
Well,
keep the gene pool straight that way. So now we get the number one monkey out there, we get another number one monkey from somewhere else, and we'll keep our gene pool right.
Actually, I feel as simple as this, is that they were trying to get ahead of the social media devil and respond to something in the best fashion that they felt and make it look a certain way, sort of like a drone strike. But in fact, there's nothing more than assassination plan executed by a drone or a bullet. So at the end of the day, let's get off of this topic. Let me take a quick break, and before I get there, let me say that One Dance, Drake, Wizkid, Kyla is number one on the Billboard Top 100, Panda Designer number two, Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake is going down from two to three, 7 years, Lucas Graham going, actually even at four, Work From Home, Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign, Don't Let Me Down, The Chainsmokers featuring Daya is moving up from number six. Odd note, ladies and gentlemen, GRS, about the Chainsmokers, they do not smoke tobacco. Just letting you know. So I took a pill in Ibiza. Mike Posner's coming down from five to seven. Worked. Rihanna featuring Drake still on the charts in the top ten at eight, even at eight. Pillow Talk Zayn, even at nine. Needed Me, Rihanna, it was at 10 last week, and still at that. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to get back to some more Real Talk, Real Entertainment. How about that there?
Let's get it.
Oh, shut up. Okay, folks, we're back. Real Talk, Real Entertainment. Box Office Mojo has, I can't even see it. X-Men Apocalypse at $65,300,000. Alice in Wonderland 2, Johnny Depp, is nearly $30 million. Angry Birds. Moving down, 18.7 million. What do you think about this X-Men Apocalypse? It actually did not get good critic reviews, but the public wants to see all these characters in tight.
I think it's due to the oversaturation. And again, anytime you can take your childhood fantasy reading books, turn them into real life, scenario, situation, people are going to come and see him regardless. I got to see the movie. It was pretty much well played out. Again, it's just the stories from the original story, just a smidge bit, but it was entertaining.
Okay.
It was entertaining nonetheless. That's basically what they're doing now is trying to give you history to all the major players in the X-Men. And, you know, in the universe, everything is hooked up. Everybody knows everybody needs 6 degrees of separation. And so in the apocalypse, you saw how everybody kind of got related and hooked up in who was what and what and why they looked the way they looked and this and that and that and this. It's because apocalypse. So they're trying to give the story some validity. That's all.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. They're trying to give it some validity. Is the validity working, though? Or is this just...
Well, again, we're going back to oversaturation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they're going to break off each character, and you're going to end up with infinite movies about each character in that universe.
Right.
You know, I see that. I just hope that they don't overplay the whole comic book on film game to the extent where you just get tired of seeing it in the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, you know, you got to figure like this. They're going to milk it until they can't milk it no more. They're going to milk it until they get a big production and it doesn't make the money back. And then they'll back off. But until then, right now, they're making tons and tons of dollars. Even on comic book sales, again, have gone up. So even on that tip, Marvel is winning. You know what I'm saying? So my comic book sales are up. I got movies everywhere. I'm usually in the top 10 on the movie somewhere. But he's winning. You know, they're winning. I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay, I see that.
You know, they're pretty much this. As long as they're in the top 10, I'm going to say in the top 5, they're doing a job about staying valid. In other words, there's people out there that's going to come and see them regardless because they're fanatics. And so every chance they get or every new movie they get out, they're going to go see.
Well, now you got The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, about to star as Doc Savage, the old superhero. And actually, he built like one. So you're right. It ain't going to end. It's just going to keep going and going.
Well, when it did, like I said, you're now going to get your black superheroes out there.
You get a whole notorious section of ethnic superheroes, not just black, Indian, Native American.
Black. I mean, because in the comic books they were considered black, whether they were from India or whatever, just skin color-wise. You know what I'm saying? So if we're just dealing with skin color-wise, I'm going to say they're superheroes of color.
Yeah.
And so that will keep the universe correct.
Yeah. Now, remember, and that's a funny way to say it, but you got plot lines in which people turn colors because they took some poison or took their own pill or got radiated or whatever. So, you know, you can have
always gamma radiation.
Yeah, there's always gamma radiation and there's always krypton.
Right. It's always gamma radiation.
At the end of the day... You know, everybody got a little gorilla in them, huh? Now this is going to lead me into this last topic, which is the entertainment of sports here. How about that Steph Curry?
I thought Steph Curry did what Steph Curry needed to do to win. I believe that OKC played hero ball. When your two stars are shooting 6 for 19, they needed to do something else to get the others involved. And your others were playing good when you were passing them the ball. Adams was playing good. Cantor was playing good. Robinson, he was a little iffy, but he was playing decent enough ball to keep them involved. But then y'all got away from that. Y'all got to, I want to be the star. Durant would bring the ball down. Wait 10 seconds left on the clock, and then try to make a move to the basket. But you got two or three people draped over you. Pass the ball. Make it easy on yourself, friend.
Did it seem scripted?
Break the lanes, open up. Press the ball around.
Did it seem scripted to you?
I don't say it seemed scripted, but I thought they went, when the Astros tightened it up, I thought they reverted back to hero ball. In other words, that they personally took it on themselves that they needed to do something because they were the leaders of the team, even though they couldn't accomplish it.
Yeah, I see
so,
that.
Again, my thing is 2 against 5, you're going to lose every time.
Now, what should Cleveland be looking out for in the new series? I don't think always, and I've always felt this way, being a staunch Laker fan and seeing them go through this too, which is when you get long breaks in the finals, those aren't always helpful.
I think what LeBron has learned, rest is helpful. I think that because of last year when they did play the Warriors, they were beat dog shit up. And LeBron was able to will himself to 2 victories. Now, if he had legit help like he has this year, I think the outcome may be a little bit different. Cleveland has the potential, and I'm saying a high potential, to win it all. I just think that if LeBron brings up the ball and he uses Kyrie Irving sparingly and get Love caught up in the game early, that they could take this away from them because they spread the floor. And when they spread the floor, what happens? LeBron is beast mode in the paint.
Well, simply put, Warriors cannot afford to do what they did in the last series. And
right, they can't go to sleep.
They can't go down 3-1, and you don't want to be in that.
You don't even want to go down 2-1.
Really, though. Really, though. You really want to shine all the way through this, and I hope they don't use any part of the series, even when they're traveling to Cleveland, to rest. Just win every damn game, and win the quarters that you need to. Some coaches like to win every quarter. I believe that the third and the fourth and a narrowing in the second quarter towards the halftime is more important.
Well, it depends on the style of the team you got. You got a fast-breaking team, you're going to jump off there like jackrabbits, but then you got to know how to maintain after that. So I think, like I said, when I'm looking at Cleveland, I'm looking at they got good shooters. The second squad is vicious with Shannon Frye coming off the bench, and he's shooting 60% of three-point range. So he basically is like, out there. He can buck them down.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a real tight matchup, and I think, like I said, I'm kind of looking at Cleveland as doing it.
Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end mine as we run out of time on Real Talk Real Entertainment, that I would not put a dime on this series. I wouldn't put one red nickel on it because this is a game-recognized game series, and GRX has already said what is obvious. This could go either way, and so don't get caught up into this. And we are not done analyzing our referees and their scrutiny of selective play calls. Why?
Their inability to make a call.
Well, I don't think that I'm going to go with you saw what I saw.
My eyes don't lie.
Okay. Either he arrested himself and then whooped on himself in handcuffs, or y'all did it. Either that was a blocking foul or that was a charge. And so if you're going to call the opposite of what Jesus and I saw, I'm going to go there. So, you know, you need to make recompense, ref. You know, back in the day, I lived in Oakland, and it wasn't uncommon to just have a whole posse of tailgaters at the end of the game waiting on to holler at the ref. Just to holler at them. Just to holler.
Well, you know.
Just want to holler at
them. They need to be hollered at.
Just want to holler at you, you know, invite y'all to some, you know, fellowship. Sit down right here, playboy. Why you call that? I want to holler at you, okay? Okay, well, you know, them is zip ties. Don't worry about that. Because we got you, though. We'll let you go after you tell us why you call that. All right, GRX. We'll be back. You'll be back on Thursday. So we'll.
Yes, we will be back on Thursday with GISI.
And
basically everything legal, medical marijuana.
Actually,
we'll keep it legal.
There was an article today in the Daily News about everybody trying to position for the legalization outright in California. So. As we keep our eye on medical marijuana, which is all we got, we also keep a part of our other eye on the legalization in general and that move. So we're out.
I think real quick, is we should decriminalize it first before we make it totally legal across the board.
Well, that would take federal action, and I don't think you're going to get that in this fading administration. They're on their way out, and we don't know if you're going to end up with the President Trump or President Clinton or President Rogers. It could be President Rogers, as far as we know at this point.
Right. So the superdelegates are in play.
So, you know, be careful what you ask for, folks. We're out. Talk to you on Thursday.
All right, Detroit, boy. Welcome to Death Row. Back when you always do about this time.
Yeah. Just like that. Please let you. No, no. Please don't fuck with me. What I'm trying to look at. That crazy ass nigga. Back in the motherfucking next day, ho. The notorious death shit. Jesus. He's gonna be on the floor of death. Fuck you, mother troll. What I'm saying? Yeah, drop the chronic flesh on your ass, yeah. Wet soft flesh. Nigga, you stop shooting. Get your retriever quick. So I'm gonna take a quick little shot. Got a nigga like Steve, I'm a dog now. Protect my nigga for big dick. They shave the 187. Walk in the flesh, you test it. Put your man in the fridge, bitch. Fuck, make a record. Yeah, Jesus, hold this. That bitch, she's clear. She found a trip in it. The money is like another plan to get you.